أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة، وإن من الحجارة لما يتفجر منه الأنهار، وإن منها لما يشقق فيخرج منه الماء، وإن منها لما يهبط من خشية الله، وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. After explaining the incident of that one person who was murdered, and in order to find the murderer, Allah said, slaughter a cow, which eventually the Bani Israel did, and put one piece of the cow on that person, and he'll come back from being dead, and he will then say who his murderer was. This happened, and after that, he died again. So this was a great, great sign in front of them, which they were told will happen like this if they do that, and they did it. And to see somebody who was dead, and he came back from the Alame Barzakh, from the life of the year after, this was a great miracle and a great sign of the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, and also of the Nabuwat and Risalat of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and also the clear sign of Qiyamah, that Qiyamah is a reality when all the dead will be brought back to life again. So Allah says with regard to that, but in spite of that, the Bani Israel, and as we have read before also, that what clear signs came to them, but they just engaged more and more in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. ثُمَّ قَسَدْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ، پھر تمہاری دل سخت ہو گئے اس سب کے بعد. In spite of all this, your hearts, the Bani Israel, became hard. And this is a condition that we should seek refuge, protection from Allah when the heart becomes hard. When clear signs come in front of us, people explain to us clearly, but we are not prepared to accept. We are not prepared to change our ways. We are not even prepared to make tawbah and istighfar. And in fact, we will find fault in those people, and we will always attack them. This is a very dangerous condition of the heart, which the Bani Israel were in, and generally till today, the Jews are suffering from that till today also. And then Allah explains the hardness of the heart, that how hard it becomes. Though the heart, we know, we make qurbani, we see the heart of the animals, our own hearts also, they are made of very soft, delicate meat. It is very, very soft. But when this heart becomes spiritually hard, then a person, he doesn't want to accept anything. The world can tell him you are wrong, but he will still maintain I am right. So Allah says, explains three beautiful ways to the levels of which the hearts become hard. The first, Allah Ta'ala says, فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ، they become hard like stones. And Allah Ta'ala used the example of a stone here, and not of copper or steel. Where copper, steel also, when it is put into that temperature of heat, it melts also. And then it is made in various other forms also. But the stone, that does not melt. So this, and stones will be the fuel of the fire of Jahannam also. May Allah protect us all. So this is that it becomes, the hearts become hard like that. Oh, ashadu qaswa, ya unse bhi sakht. The hearts become more harder than even the stones. We know steel how hard it is, copper how hard it is, but that still melts. And stones are so hard, and the heart of a person, when we don't make the dhikr of Allah, dhikr softens the heart. We don't sit in the company of the righteous and the pious. All this talks of akhirat, of the year after, all this softens the heart. But when we are just engaged in dunya, and with people of dunya, and we have to be very careful also, we have to go and earn our rosy, and we have to work. But when we are just in the company of non-Muslims all the time, Of course, there will be no talk of deen there, no talk of akhirah and whole day. And then the balance of the time, if we occupy ourselves watching TV, listening to news, etc., and all this, so no Islamic aspect is coming in our lives. No company of any Muslim also. More we are just engaged with non-Muslims, this is a very dangerous condition. Then the hearts become hard. And to soften it, the opposite must be done. If we go in Jamaat, we stay in the masjid. We are with righteous and pious people. We go with good intentions. We stay in the company of the ulama. And that also, they're just not in the company, but if deeni talks takes place. So in that, a person's heart will become soft. So Allah says that the hearts become hard like stone, or even more hard, harder than that. And in front, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explains that even from stones there's so much benefit, which Allah explains in the ayat in front. But when the hearts become hard and harder than stone, then this heart, there is no goodness that comes out of it, no goodness that goes into it. And this is a dangerous condition, and we should always seek protection from Allah, that don't let my heart become hard like that, that I don't want to accept the truth, I never speak the truth, I'm just in dunya all the time, and even worse, just in guna all the time. And then that heart becomes completely black also, and it becomes completely hard. May Allah protect us from that condition.